You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey everyone, what's up? Welcome to episode 20 of Outspoken with your host, Sam Collins. And you know, the funny thing is about this episode, because it is so special because it's episode 20, is it was almost posted on 420, you know, because today is if you're listening, today's April 21st. And I thought we were really close, man, to posting episode 20 on 420. I just thought it was a pretty funny coincidence. So there's that. Today's episode is especially special. I want to talk about, and I know, you probably don't even want to hear about it, but I wanted to talk about the Jake Paul fight for a little quick, okay? And then I wanted to talk about the TikToker versus YouTuber fights. I don't know why everyone's fighting. I don't know why it's... Isn't it COVID? Like, why is physical contact, why are they choosing now to start physical contact? And then I do want to talk about this really weird transgender law that they have been in Florida, like that they put in Florida. It's outrageous. It makes me very mad. It's weird. So we definitely have to discuss that. And then I want to talk about a couple of emails. I got this really just funny email talking about Blair White. And I actually wanted to respond to it. You'll see. I'll give you that at the end. Yeah, so those are all the topics we're going to be discussing today. I hope you're very excited. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about Jake Paul versus Ben... I don't think I even spelled his name right there. Ben Askren. So I don't know who that is. I don't watch boxing. You know what? I don't even think he's a boxer. I don't know. He fights. He does stuff. He's retired. I looked him up, I guess, for a quick second. I probably should have watched it, but I really just had no interest in watching it. And then after, I didn't even know it was on, so I didn't even get the chance to like watch it. And then I was like, oh, this is going to be a good podcast topic. I probably should have watched it. But I saw some things. So basically, to sum it up, it was a 3-hour event. So Jake Paul was going to fight this guy because Jake Paul has gotten into boxing for some reason, or fighting. Is it boxing? I don't even know which one. I just don't know. But he's been fighting lately, which is just, it's just a weird route. I mean, it's better to branch off like that, right, from YouTube. If you're going to, if you suck at being an actor and you can't, and you're sucking, might as well go fight people instead, because you can get all the anger out because you weren't good enough to be an actor. So maybe that's why he did that. Basically, the show was just a giant concert for a few hours. That's what I picked up from everything that I read and the little clips that I watched. And it is really, really shocking at the amount of people who actually cared enough to tune into that. And I feel like a lot of it might have been a lot more hate watching than it was supporting watching. So within the first round, Jake Paul knocked the guy out. And all I was thinking about was, did Jake Paul or Jake Paul's marketing team, whoever, pay this Ben guy to lose, to get his name up more so he can verse like a real fighter who's actually doing fighting now actively, not retired people? It just seems like it was kind of a letdown for the people who actually did want to watch a fight, like an actual proper fight that lasts X amount of time long. As always, I look a little bit more into things, and I found this little gem of a video on Twitter.com, and it's by this guy named Sir Yacht. just to give him some credits. Sir Yacht, like the boat, like the boat that you have if you're rich. And it's a video, so I can play the voice for you here. The guy tweeted, and he said, Jake Paul once again said his high school classmates and teachers made fun of him and acted like he came from nothing last night, you know, after he won the fight. I'm so tired of his lying about being a victim of bullying in high school in the mean streets of Westlake, Ohio. And people were just talking about how Westlake is like a good town in Ohio. It's like, I'm just going to assume, we're going to play the assuming game, which is the worst, based off of the majority of what people have to say about Westlake, is that it is a pretty decent place to live. So this is what this guy said, all right?
First off, congratulations to Jake Paul on beating a 37-year-old dad. In all honesty, you are a real boxer. Even though Triller put on the worst event in world history, you are a real boxer. But that's not what we're talking about here. I'm so sick and tired of Jake saying that he was a victim of bullying in high school and acting like he came up from the projects.
Yeah, so this next clip is Jake Paul giving an inspirational speech. But it's if you can't see this visual, it's to Snoop Dogg. It's just thinking, why the fuck? Why? Why is Snoop Dogg? I don't know. It's really funny. Out of all people, it's Snoop Dogg listening to this fucking bullshit. So here you go.
Just a couple years ago, my teachers were making fun of me in class, telling me I can't do nothing, telling me I wasn't smart. My schoolmates making fun of me. I used to landscape. I just had a dream and I chased it and I worked hard.
Jake was the worst person ever at Westlake High School. He was the bully. He was the bully. And then he acts like he started from the bottom because he had a landscaping job in high school. Hey, guess what? So did everybody else. Dude, you landscaped and had rich ass parents. That's not the struggle. That's just what every high schooler that was privileged did. If you are like Jake Paul and you imply that you struggled growing up, even though he lied about being a victim of bullying and had a 3-car garage growing up, I don't trust you on anything.
Dude, this dude said if you had a 3-car garage, seriously? A 3-car garage. Oh yeah, but we struggle with money. Yeah. That shit was hard. Yeah, that's pretty fucking weird. I mean, if you're lying about being bullied and lying about coming up from nothing, that is super weird. Why would anyone want to lie about that? Probably to get more people to sympathize for them and think that they are much better than they appear to be. Oh, yeah. I wanted to mention Pete Davidson also talked about this because he was there. And I'm going to play this clip for you because it made me laugh out loud.
You could tell how professional this event is by them having me here. We are backstage at Jake Paul's dressing room, or locker room, if you want to call it that. And, you know, today's a really wild day for boxing because it just shows, you know, how low it's truly sunk. I think today proves the fact that if you have enough followers, you can truly fucking do whatever you want. I mean, maybe PewDiePie will cure cancer and Charlie D'Amelio will become a surgeon. Who knows? Tonight, we have a bout between Ben Askren, who I don't know who that is still, and I've been reading up on him all week, and Jake Paul. And, you know, they both suck, but, you know, at least somebody's going to get hurt. Now, back to you guys in the booth. Some real announcers over there.
Yeah, I thought that was a little fun clip to share with you. Because I felt the same way as Pete Davidson. I'm sure a handful of you did, too. What is it with boxing? YouTubers could do... Well, that gives us a little too much power. I was going to say YouTubers could do anything. But there are multiple careers that you could choose. How did he end up in boxing? And that brings me to my next thing. There's this thing going on, YouTubers versus TikTokers. And I don't know if you've heard of it. So it is, what the fuck, Battle of the Platforms. What a corny ass fucking YouTubers or TikTokers. Who's the better one out of those? I don't know. Neither of them. They both fucking suck. So it is a boxing list of these people who are YouTubers and TikTokers. So you've got Tanner Fox versus Nick Austin, who I don't even know who those people are. FaZe Jarvis versus Michael Lee. DDG versus Nate Wyatt. That's, nope. U-Pick versus Taylor Holder. Let's throw Sam Collins in there. You know how bad I would do? Danny Duncan versus U-Pick. And Deji versus Vinny Hacker. I don't even know anybody on this list. And then you've got the top two, top tier, Austin McBroom versus Bryce Hall. Which side are you on? June 5th, for entertainment only. Let's have a physical fight during a pandemic. Sweat and spit spreads everywhere, but let's do it. And let's involve 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 times 2 is 12. Let's do it with 12 people. They're probably going to get tested, I assume.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm just being an asshole because you probably have to, if they're having it in an actual place, you probably have to get tested before you enter there. So the funny thing is I went on tour with two of these people, Taylor Holder and Bryce Hall, a few years back. It's just weird to see, I guess. They were both nice to me. That was like, I don't have anything bad to say about them, but it's just like the most random thing. And Austin McBroom, do you guys know who Austin McBroom is? The Ace family? You've got to know. If you watch content, you know. I think Bryce Hall is absolutely going to obliterate Austin. Let's bet money on it right now. Anyways, my thoughts on all the boxing shit. Why is everybody doing it all of a sudden? It's like everyone who started a podcast during the pandemic, you know, like me. And now everybody's doing boxing. So maybe I'll take it up the next step. Maybe I'll do it. We can do Sam Collins versus Bruno Mars. I'm trying to think of fair competition. Lord Farquaad, maybe. Anybody else? Kevin Hart, maybe. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see in the future when I become a boxer. This next thing I want to get into is a whole 180 from what we were just talking about. So my apologies, but it is... I'm going to read you some of these paragraphs and then I'll give you my opinions on it. So there is a new transgender ban. Are we surprised? No, because the trans bans come out all the time. No new Ray-Bans, only trans bans. Definitely one of my worst jokes that I've made in a while. But here we go. Let me read this to you. It says, under a new ban on transgender students in sports passed by Florida's House of Representatives, schools would have the power to subject students to, quote-unquote, physical examination if their gender is disputed. Now, I saw some of this stuff before a few months back in a couple of different places, and I'm pretty sure it got rejected. But this one is real, and they're really moving forward with this. They're trying to move forward with this. And it says, the, quote, Fairness in Women's Sports Act, unquote, bans transgender female athletes from competing on women's athletic teams in both high school and college sports. Although transgender male athletes may still compete on either team. Dude, that doesn't even make any sense. That makes no sense whatsoever. There has to be a loophole. Hold on, let me read the rest of this. There's one more sentence. In cases where a student's, quote, unquote, biological sex is disputed, the law authorizes schools to require health examinations or documentation from the student's personal health care provider. All right, so basically, what this, I have more to read here, but we're going to put on the brakes for a second. If this means that I could go play on the women's sports after taking testosterone, that doesn't even make any sense. That just comes down to plain misogyny. And it always has to be with trans women, right? How, yep, dude, like, you look masculine, so you have to go to the doctor and pull down your pants, show them what you got. Your doctor's got to write us a note that says she has a whatever the fuck is down there, And then you got, and then you give the note to the school. That shit is so weird, dude. That is weird. And you're talking about minors here, high school and lower. Even doing it to college students is so weird. But if you're really having like a 14-year-old do this shit, it is so disgusting and unnecessary. So sorry, I got a little worked up there. Just rereading that, you know? It pisses me off, dude, because these people just want to play sports. And I've actually never talked about my opinion on transgender people in sports because I'm not educated enough on it fully. I think I am a decent amount, but I never wanted to get people going and have that like in my comment section, you know, because people say way too many rude things that discredit their entire argument coming to that. But anyways, let me read the rest of, there's a lot here that I would like to read to you. This is a quote from somebody, and it says, "A dispute regarding a student's sex shall be resolved by the student's school or institution by requesting that the student provide a health examination and consent form or other statement signed by the student's personal health care provider, which must verify the student's biological sex," says the bill, which provides for quote-unquote routine sports physical examination of students' reproductive organs, genetic makeup, or testosterone levels. This is about giving women and girls an equal chance to succeed. It's simple. It's clear. I've reviewed it, said Republican State Representative Jenna blah, 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 blah. And that's her actual name. The whole, if a trans person is on hormones, if a MTF person is on hormones and they're taking estrogen, do these people know that that makes them more like a biological woman? Like even more, because they're, same with me. I take testosterone, so now I'm getting the male traits, right? So my muscles are getting bigger. I'm getting facial hair. My voice drops. Now for MTF, it's the opposite. So their muscle mass will start decreasing. Their testosterone levels are going to decrease too, because that's how it works when you take hormones. And then people will sit here and say it's okay for trans men to be in a cis woman sport when we are the ones getting bigger muscles from the hormones. That doesn't make any sense at all. So this last thing here says, the bill, which is now headed to the Senate for consideration, is similar to dozens of laws being considered across the country restricting the rights of transgender students. But it goes even further by giving schools the power to conduct genital examinations. LGBTQ plus advocates argue that the legislation is not only discriminatory, but could expose students to physical abuse and SA as well as trauma. Yeah, so this literally, even let's say the bill passed, right? If the school could actually conduct that, like the school itself, that is opening the gates to just all types of harassment and abuse and creeps and pedophiles and all of this shit. That's what that is ultimately going to lead to. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's like, let's say you're going on the team and you're a cis girl. And your teacher's like, what are they going to say? Like, oh, you look masculine, so we're going to have to check if you've got one. So you got to head to your doctor, and your doctor has to write us a note on whether you have something down there or nothing down there. Yeah, your broad shoulders are telling me a lot about what's between your legs. Like, how is this even going to come about? It's so frustrating, dude, and I feel so bad for these kids who are going through this now, because I didn't have to go through it. I did have to go through my fair share of transphobia and all this stuff, but now it's put under a microscope, or now trans people are put under a microscope, and they are always trying to pass these messed up laws or these messed up restrictions for trans people just because they think that trans people are so bad and are going to ruin women's sports are going to ruin the women's restroom and stuff. And it's always about trans women. I've said this a million times. And there's plenty about trans men too, but I feel like a lot of it falls back on our trans women and even non-binary people. And I just don't get it, dude. Because it really irks me. Because these people are just trying to live their life and be who they are. And then you have all of these people who constantly want to make laws against their freedom and all of that shit. Yeah, if you know me, I usually just laugh at that stuff or I brush it off. Well, not this, but like transphobia. You know, stupid things that people say. talked about it in my podcast before. I just try to make light of it because it is very, at its core, it is very dark and it is very awful and disgusting. But laughing at those types of people usually just makes me feel better. And it obviously makes a lot of other people feel better because it is so ridiculous, the stuff that they spew. But when it starts to become actual laws and people harming other people, it is really messed up. Yeah, but it's been like that for a while. They love to, they are obsessed with trans people. That's the ultimate, that's the moral of the story. They're obsessed with trans people and it is disgusting and it is so irritating and I hate it. And I am sorry, but we got this. We got this. You got to stay strong. You got to keep fighting. Didn't mean for that to turn into a whole little emotional thingy.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, let's get on to these emails. I have some great stories here, but I got this one really funny email that I did want to talk about because I thought it would be interesting since I haven't spoken on this since I released a video on it. But somebody emailed me. I'm assuming you're listening to this, whoever emailed this to me. And it was, I usually don't respond to emails like this, but it was a good laugh, and I want to have a good laugh after that heavy subject. So it said in really, really large letters that were purple in my outspoken email, "Why did you throw Blair White under the bus?" And it was the first email when I opened my email. I burst out laughing because I thought it was real funny. If you don't know, I made a video on Blair White, I don't even remember, a handful of months ago. Something totally out of my realm. I know I do make videos about people, but it wasn't as much as a comedy video as it was a serious video. Oh yeah, I kind of wanted to give you I don't think I ever gave the background of how I came about making this video. I thought it would be interesting. So if you haven't seen it, you can go look at it if you want. I think the title is just Blair White. If you don't know who Blair White is, she's another YouTuber. She's a trans YouTuber. And she makes she makes videos about other trans people, or she has in the past, and like negatively. I don't even know how to explain her content. Granted, her channel does have some other decent subjects. I've seen decent videos from her before, is what I'll say. I'm not going to discredit her channel as a whole. But the reason that I made that video is I don't think I was throwing her under the bus. I think throwing somebody under the bus is... what the fuck is throwing someone under the bus is... Like if you guys skipped gym class and then you got in trouble and then you were like, well, Charles said it was a good idea. Charles said that we should skip lunch, or I mean gym, but you both were at fault. Now, I would not call that throwing under the bus. I would call it calling out because what happened was she made this video. I was a big fan. I was a big fan of her content before. I'll say that with my whole chest. My voice just shot like 10 octaves lower because now we're serious. But I was a consumer of her content years back. And I don't regret it because I've learned a lot. I watch a lot of YouTubers. I watch people that I disagree with and people that I do agree with. The day that I sat down and watched the Blair White video on Janae Marie Kroc, she is a power lifter. She does gym stuff. She does all this great like lifting and really, really cool things at the gym. She made this video full of misinformation, and it wasn't the first time that she's made a video full of misinformation. And I think I just got really mad. I got really irritated because Janae has a movie And I watched the movie and it was great. And she was like, she was an angel of a person. She was so nice. I've talked with her myself. She is so great and nice and just like a really awesome person. And so not that Janae even needs anybody's defense, but it rubbed me the wrong way. And I think it was just kind of, oh, my camera's dying. I'll have to change that battery in a second. But I think it was, hold on, just give me a second. I got to switch this out. So as I was saying, I think a lot of that irritation that I was feeling was just pent up with this creator. And I have power as a creator myself. So I was like, I'm going to use it for good because I've done my fair share of being an asshole on the internet and being an asshole to other trans people. It was like all of it at once. I think I felt that, and I felt this like big irritation for thinking the way that she did and other people did, and the way that other trans people got bullied and put down and bullied off the internet. I've read so many stories of these smaller trans creators and watched their stories. So when I saw the video of Janae and all the misinformation, and knowing that Janae was a really sweet person, and then reading them, and then seeing Janae comment on the video saying, hey, this is false. Like, these are lies, is basically what she said. And I was like, I'm going to say something, because nobody else has said anything about Blair White. Actually, no, people definitely have. I was just trying to think of other people who talked about her, but I think I want to do it because I had a pretty big following. I had a bigger following. I don't even remember how many subscribers I had at the time, but I was like, I'm going to do it. It's out of my realm. And I think people will listen to it because it's out of my realm. And it is an issue. Like, stop lying about people. Like, what are you doing? I mean, granted, people make mistakes in their content, but it was a continuous thing that she's done in multiple videos about multiple people. So I was like, this is fucking annoying. And I'm just going to say what's on my mind. So I filmed the video and I just did it for the people who recognized what I recognized. Calling somebody out on their bullshit, calling somebody out who thinks that they are so up here when they shouldn't be acting like that at all. And people can say, oh, like Sam is a hater, or you're just jealous of her success, which doesn't even make any sense because we're both YouTubers and close in subscribers. So that doesn't even make any sense. Actually, her friend... This is getting a little bit too much into it, but her friend, what is his fucking name? He was on that show. He was on a show. I don't even know what the show is. I don't even remember his name. I'm gonna have to look it up. Just so you get, she has this friend who was on a reality show, and he was talking so much shit on Instagram. Do I have the conversation saved? I'm gonna look for this conversation. No, I deleted them by accident. Damn, dude. I'm so sorry. I had you all. I got to put that part in the podcast too because I kind of got people excited for it. But anyways, man, I can't even... It was just a picture I was tagged in. Anyways, he said some shit like, you used her name in the title for clicks or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, duh. What do you think? Oh, yeah. No, I make YouTube videos... So I get no clicks. The fuck do you think I do, dude? That's the only thing I remember him saying, but he said some nasty shit. Yeah, I mean, moral of the story, I don't think I threw her under the bus. I think I just called her out for some problematic behavior. I think it was justified. I still stand by it. Like, I think that video is great. I think it's hilarious. I don't regret that video at all. Not even a shred of me regrets that video. I think it was one of my pretty well put together videos actually to date still. And I think it sent a great message. So, yeah, you can call me a hater all day long. Nope, I'm just a peacemaker by putting somebody on blast in front of 800,000 people. But I am a peacemaker. Yeah, so that's basically that. I thought it'd be fun to share that little backstory with you and keep you on the edge of your seat for a little bit, because it takes me 10 years to tell a story. We got these stories here. We got two stories here to end you with. And a yawn. And here's this one. It is. So my dad is conservative. He's the kind of guy that has the Confederate flag hanging on his wall. I came out to him almost 2 years ago. Big mistake. He says he's supportive, but clearly is not. I'm trans FTM, and I go by he, him pronouns. I've asked him to refer to me as my preferred name and pronouns, to which he said no, because he has known me by she, her my entire life. But now he has gone out of his way to call me, quote unquote, the other one, and he knows I don't like it. He also told me a story about how he didn't like his old boss, MTF, and how he would go out of his way to misgender her to piss her off. He said he, instead of her, by the way. And then he got mad when I said it wasn't okay and it was transphobic. And then he was saying he wasn't transphobic, he just didn't like her. He also tried to say my mom wasn't bisexual. Queen went out dating a woman. And that is the end of the story. I think it is such a lame excuse to say, oh, I can't call you these pronouns because I've known you as she, her, or whatever your whole life. Okay. So start calling them he, him, or they, them, whatever pronouns they want. And then over time, you'll be calling them the correct pronouns for more than the time that you knew them. So this last story says, we were out to the mall with a few friends of mine, buying stuff for a party, whatever, casual hangout. This was years ago, so don't worry about COVID. By the end of the afternoon, we got out of the shopping center by an exit that wasn't much used, so there usually wasn't many people around there. One of my friends had to leave, so she said bye to all of us, and when it came to her girlfriend, she kissed her on the lips to say bye, just simple and casual. But at this exact moment, a middle-aged woman just happened to walk past us and was met with these two girls kissing and looked horrified, as if she had just seen the demon in action. She did the Christian cross sign while mumbling some prayers in the name of the Father, in the Son, the Holy Spirit, I believe it was, and rushed far away. To get wrong place, wrong time for that woman. We gotta feel bad for her. Wrong place, wrong time. Really, she's going by the exit that people don't even use. Now she sees two lesbians kissing. What is this? She has to start praying, dude. You gotta pray the gay away. You gotta do it. That's probably what she thought she did. She probably thought it worked. Because she was walking far away. She finally got away. So technically, she did pray the gay away. A lot of talk about YouTubers, though. I'm kind of tired of it. Kind of exhausted after the YouTuber talk, are you? Next podcast, let's talk about flowers and squirrels. Maybe we will talk about squirrels next time. Let me know if you want me to talk about squirrels next time. I've got great squirrel talks ready for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, I'm going to go now. So I hope you all have a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay hydrated. And if you do want to send in a story, if you have any crazy LGBTQ story coming out, whatever, like this one kissing in front of somebody by accident, and then she starts praying. Any type of story you want to send, dude, send it to outspokensam@gmail.com. And I might read yours at the end of a podcast one day. I read two every time. So with all that being said, I will see you all next week with a new episode. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.